Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips. Like
it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his loss.
Here's the Sandman.
The stock market ran way too hot for way too long. You heard me say this earlier this year. It was due for a downturn. So how do you help secure and protect what has taken you a lifetime to save? Well, if that's your question, then you're in luck this morning, because the focus of today's show is how to de-risk your IRA and help protect it from a market downturn. Welcome. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week right here. What's bothering you? I am an attorney practicing law and a financial advisor running a firm. Been doing this for 30 years. Do you remember the story about Humpty Dumpty? Well, these past few weeks have felt like the Humpty Dumpty story. Humpty fell off the wall, and now you're probably wondering what to do. Well, volatility has definitely picked up, and I hate to say I said so, but I did. Said it a lot, and here we are. And what must go up always must come down. It's just the cycle. So you know what? Maybe it's time to lock in some of those gains you've made over the last few years. When the market has done as well as it has, it's hard to remember how awful it feels when the balance of your IRA or 401k keeps dropping on the screen. It's been a really slow 21. Market was pretty much steady and just kept climbing, not much volatility. Well, now 2022's here and lots happening in the world, Russia and the Fed, and got midterm elections coming up in November. So there's a lot going on right now. And so you're probably asking yourself the question, well, what if the market drops another 10, 15, 20%, which right now feels like it could happen? You don't want to regret that, particularly if you're at or near retirement. So do yourself a favor this morning. Listen closely to the entire show as I discuss with you how to de-risk your IRA and help protect it from the next market downturn. You heard me. You know it's coming. We just don't know when. So take a big gulp of that ritual coffee. I know I just did. Get a pad of paper and a pencil and get ready to learn something. This is going to be a great show, so keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Well, the markets sure provided me with a lot of content this week. The Dow is down 1.9%. Year to date, we're down 6.2%. S&P 500 off 1.6%. Year to date, off 8.8%. And all of you who felt you were so smart, NASDAQ, you know what I'm talking about. It's down 1.8% for the week. But get this, for the year, off 13.4%. Now, I know it's painful. Talk to a lot of you again. You were doing great last year. Everything was wonderful. You didn't need any help whatsoever. And now all of a sudden, maybe you're down 13, 15, 30, 50% in some cases. And you're going, now what? These things come and they go. And it's what the way it is. The 10-year treasury. Yep. Just like I was saying, 1.93%. And oil at $90.37 a barrel, get this, up 20.2% for the year. So hopefully you had some exposure to that. So here's the question. Is a Russian invasion of Ukraine going to be a bearish game changer for the U.S. stock market? That's the question. Thursday, that came to roost, and all of a sudden, We had a little bit of a drawdown, didn't we? But what happens if they cross the border? What happens if they go in and there's a conflict? The market, of course, will react to that, as you saw Thursday. How deep will it get? That's a bigger question. And I asked the question at the start, is this going to be a bearish game changer for the overall market? Now, I'm going to say this morning. I think the answer is no. I don't think it's going to be. But if it spirals into a larger conflict between Russia and NATO, then get ready. Because it will be definitely more volatile at that point, and that's kind of one of those outliers there that we're not expecting at the moment. Because what's going on right now in Donbas area has been going on for years. And yes, it's not going to look good if they try and take that area. But we'll see what happens. I just don't think that it's really going to be the bigger issue this year. What is the big issue? What do you need to know? And how do you prepare? This morning, you're going to get educated. So you're going to, I'm telling you, get the pad out right now. Get a pencil and write these things down. Because as you hear this throughout the year, I want you to look at this chart and say, oh, that's not a big deal. All right? Because the real issue right now, the true market volatility that you're seeing and that you're going to see throughout the remainder is driven by the Fed. It's really that simple. And so I want to help you understand what you need to pay attention to when it comes to the doves and the hawks who sit on the Fed and their names, okay? Because right now, the amount of noise and the commentary that's coming out from different Fed officials is conflicting, and the market doesn't like that. And since this commentary is increasing, there's more of it. You've seen a lot of it these past few days. Multiple Fed officials have openly contradicted each other publicly, and that makes policy unclear, which the market doesn't like. And that's called volatility, and that's what you're seeing. So given that's a reality right now, then I want you to understand who the various Fed speakers are. First, only some of the members of the Fed, the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, vote. That means if a Fed official makes a hawkish commentary, which is bad for the market, and it differs from the consensus, and he or she is not a voting member of the FOMC, you can largely ignore it. You heard me. Okay? Ignore it. Don't freak out. So what it means is any reaction that comes from that, whether it's positive or negative, isn't likely going to be sustainable, and you shouldn't react to it. Let me give an example. Yep, this is a local person. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly. She made a dovish commentary about not wanting to raise rates too quickly. Here's the but. She is not a voting member of the FOMC this year. So from my standpoint, her commentary doesn't really mean anything. So don't react to it. Second point, not all voting members are equal. Fed leadership, those at the top of this list I'm about to give you, have, and this is historically now, I'm just basing this on historical analysis, these folks have dictated the policy. And usually the permanent Fed board members carry the most influence as opposed to the regional board members. So you've got the Fed leadership, and then you've got the regional members. The leadership typically controls, has more weight. Now, here's what I mean by that. First, here's the people. So write these names down. You got Jerome Powell. He's at the top of the list. And you got Brainard, then you got Williams, then you got Waller, then you got Bowman. That's the order. Right now, Powell, Brainard, they're both dovish. Williams, dovish. Waller's hawkish. Bowman's Dovish. Dove's good for the market. The regional presidents, Bullard, George, Mester, Harker, those are the four, all hawkish. And yes, you're right. We're missing a couple seats because typically there's 12. Right now they're empty. A bit about that in a minute. So when it comes to the leadership, Powell, Brainerd, Williams, Waller, Bowman, they are Fed board members. They are going to vote this year. And if they make a substantially dovish or hawkish comment, then here's what I want you to do. Pay attention to that. Because that matters. When the regional presidents, Bullard, George, Mester, Harker, if they make a comment that's outside of the leadership, even if they're voting, then it's not likely to produce a sustainable market move. Okay? So that's how you want to look at this. As these things come out over the next few weeks and months, look at them that way. And there's three things I want you to take away from what I just said. First, if markets move because of commentary from any of the leadership, then that's going to be legitimate and you need to respect it. Second, the higher the name is on the list I just gave you, the more important and impactful that commentary is going to be. And so your two most important people you should put stars next to are Powell and Brainerd. Last, if a Fed official is not on this list that I just gave you, it's unlikely that that commentary, regardless of which direction it goes, is going to really affect you. Okay? Now, what about those two seats that are open right now? Well, the reason they're open is because the Senate has not confirmed anyone yet. And there are currently only five federal governors. And so we're missing two more seats because you've got also the regional members as well. So they're going to vote on that at some point, but for right now, you don't need to worry about it. All right? That's all you need to know. Your next question is, well, how should I be investing then right now? Okay, I'm going to give you these themes. I've been saying the same thing for weeks. So if you've missed this in the past, this is our market commentary section of the show. We pull this out each week. We put it up there on your podcast. So if you have a podcast, go type in Protect Your Assets. Look for the market segment, and then I explain this stuff. So value, cyclicals, non-US, EM. But if you're investing in EM, emerging markets, pay attention to currencies. Okay, because if the dollar gets stronger, EM will get worse. But if the dollar maintains or gets a little weaker, EM's where you want to be. Consumer spending and income is coming up next week, so we will be paying attention to that. Coming up next, what else can you do to protect yourself right now in this volatility? Well, coming up next, how do you find out with a 95% probability how much your IRA or your 401k will go down in the next 6 months? You heard me right. Find out how to do that when I come back. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets show. And this is the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Now you can hear the show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your smart speaker or Android device. Just say, hey Google, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Learn more at libertygroupllc.com/voice. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And our goal is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressed life when it comes to your money, taxes, and estate planning needs. Well, this past week, we certainly saw more uncertainty as Russia is sitting on the border with all of their munitions. You know, if they invade Ukraine, how much is that going to affect the market? Well, I just talked about that in the market segment. So if you missed any of that, you got to go listen to the podcast on your favorite podcast listening device. Do Spotify, iTunes. Just type in Protect Your Assets and you can listen to the market segment where we talk about that. But I know that doesn't really help because you have an IRA or a 401k and you're probably wondering what's going to happen to it. And how should you adjust it right now? Because we are living in unpredictable times right now. And you're probably wondering, if you're at retirement or near retirement, how do you position yourself so you don't have to deal with these things as inflation continues to climb, as things are more expensive every day? Because you don't want to run out of money. And when things are outside of your control, it's just hard to figure out what to do. So what you can do is you can focus on things that you can control. And so let me give you a list this morning of those things that you can do and think about as you hear the continual news that comes out. All right. So first, the first thing you can do, which is a big one, and I don't care. I've talked to people who have a lot of money, and I've talked to some who don't. And the reality is most people have the same fears, believe it or not. No matter what you have or what you're doing, you tend to focus on the same thing. So what you need to look at is the risk that you're taking. And you can control that, whether you know it or not. You can control the level of risk that your investments are into. And when you retire, what you have to remember is that your paycheck is going away. And so you have to start to create monthly income streams that are there to pay you despite what the market may do. Because at that point in time, you're most likely going to be living off of your savings and your investments, whether in real estate or other businesses or things like that, that you've built up over the years. So one of the first things you can do is you can run a stress test, just like you would stress test your heart. You can stress test your portfolio. And we help clients do this all the time. It really is amazing to me when someone walks in and they show me their portfolio and they tell me how they feel about their money and what they're trying to do in retirement. And then I say to them, you know what, you're running like twice as fast as you really can handle. And so I equate that sort of like, if you've had the heart test before, the heart stress test, you know what I'm talking about. When they put you on that treadmill and they inject the dye in you so they can see it on the scope, and they have you run on the treadmill at an elevated level more to get your blood pressure up to see how it's working, it gives you a reading. And we can do the same thing. We have the technology here. We have software where we enter in your stock positions, how much concentration you have in each one, and it spits out a score. And that score is a reading on some things. And you may say, you know what, I feel like I'm a 30. But in a zero is no risk. A 30 would be lower risk. A 99 would be super high risk, right? So you may feel like a 30, but your portfolio is really running at an 85 or a 90. And when you realize that, you say, that's not sustainable. I can't handle that for a long period of time. And then I say, well, you're at retirement or you're near retirement or you're in retirement. What are you thinking? And then we can also run market scenarios like we saw March 20th of 20. Remember that, when the pandemic was locking everything down and markets were free falling. And you remember the 2008 market we went through? And you remember the financial crisis of 2009? Like all those sort of things where it seemed like there were no place to hide, we can run your portfolio through that and show you what you would have gone down if you were invested the way you were. More importantly, we can also show you, using this software, with a 95% probability, and I'll take a 95. I don't know about you. I loved getting 95s in school. I felt like I did a really good job. I know there's some people who get the hundreds, and you know, I'm always okay with missing one or two. I don't know about you. But anyway, we can show you with a 95% probability what's going to happen with your portfolio in the next 6 months. So if you're sitting there right now going, well, what's going to happen to my portfolio over the next 6 months, and you don't really know with all the uncertainty out there, you can find out. We can do that. So that's the first thing. I want you to take a stress test of your portfolio, figure out how to do that, and get it done. Because just knowing that information could help you make some adjustments now before it's too late. So what are some other things you could do in times of uncertainty? Don't take withdrawals from your 401k or your IRA. That's a big mistake, particularly if you're under 59 and a half, because you're going to get hit with a 10% penalty because you do that. It's extra in addition to paying ordinary income taxes on that. So try and avoid that pot of money, even if it just seems like it's a good idea. Also, you need to consider when you're going to retire, and when you do, where is the income going to come from each month to pay your bills? You'd be amazed. We have people who call us the week that they're retiring. Oh, I'm retiring next Friday. Can you help me line it all up? Yes, but I really would have preferred if you called me a year ago. Okay. So for those of you thinking about it right now, it's okay. Call us, of course. But you know, if you're not too far away from retirement, now's the time. Now's the time to divide your money into different buckets that will have different jobs. And some of those jobs will be to pay you income every month, no matter what's going on in the market, and it won't be affected when volatility is there. Next, you need to make sure you review your asset allocation at least once a year. And most importantly, when you see things on the TV or you hear things on the radio, don't make knee-jerk emotion reactions. Don't just sell everything, go to cash. I know a lot of people do that. In fact, I got an email this week. Is now the time to go to cash? I'm worried about Russia walking in, World War V coming up, and yada, yada, yada. You know, stop watching that stuff. Never forget the guy who called me. He had CNBC in the background, and he was saying, I got to sell everything now. I'm like, will you turn that off, please? Just turn it off. Stop listening to that. Okay? These are traps. These are traps that people fall into because our minds are wired a certain way. Danger's coming, we run, right? It's a human instinct. It's called survival. Money is not about survival. Money is different. Money is not the way that we're wired. So you have to either listen to a coach who will help you through this, or stop yourself from hitting the button. Use your other hand to hold the one hand that's going to hit the button. Don't hit it. Okay. Step on it. You know, like, no, I'm not doing that. All right. If you want to find out how much you could lose in the next 6 months, then here's what I want to do. I'm going to run my stress test for you at no charge right now, but you got to call me during the break here. 866-766-8328. Let me give it to you again. 866-PROTECT. That's how I remember it. 866-PROTECT, because you want to protect your portfolio. You want to protect it from losses. 866-PROTECT. You can get access to my software. It's a game changer, and find out what you don't know. Now, coming up here next on Protect Your Assets, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you can't earn any interest on your money in the bank right now, your savings. Is that true? And later in the show, we'll help share some creative ideas for protecting your IRA from the next market downturn. There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is ask your Amazon Echo smart speaker by saying, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and that's because our goal here is to help our listeners live a more productive, less stressed out life when it comes to your finances. If you missed any of the content of today's show, where we're talking about how to protect your IRA, one of your biggest assets, maybe even your 401k, from a next market correction, then please go check out our podcast, and you can do that at Spotify or iTunes. Just type in Protect Your Assets, and you will find the latest market segment where I give you my analysis of what happened this past week and where I think things are going and how you might want to think about investing. And if you like it, please tell a friend. That's a huge compliment to me. I really appreciate it. And maybe they can learn something. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one they say. They say that your savings can't earn more than 0.05% right now. Is that always true? No, it's not. In fact, this is incredible. I see this on a weekly basis. People have so much cash just sitting in the bank, sometimes earning nothing. And usually the reasoning is, well, I wanted to go buy a house, but now prices are so much money, or, you know, I just like having cash around because something could come up. And I say, like, what? Well, you know, I might want to remodel my kitchen or roof repair or water heater. Okay. Well, why do you have $600,000 sitting in the bank? Yeah, you're right. I don't really need that much to do those sort of things. Yeah, you don't. A water heater doesn't cost $600,000. So anyway, the reason is usually because if you look for anything that's going to pay you interest on something that's safe, because you want it insured, you want it protected, the rates are pretty low. As you heard at the top of the show, we were talking about the 10-year treasury, which was paying 1.93%. So you give your money to the U.S. government for 10 years. That's right. You give 10 years. See you later. 1.93%. And right now, if you look at five-year CDs, depending on where you look, you might find yourself 1.25% per year for 5 years. I mean, it's better than a savings account. But you may be saying, well, what other safe options are out there that are insured? And so as you get closer to retirement, remember today we're talking about protecting your IRA, your 401k from market volatility and creating income for yourself that stays ahead of inflation. You have to reduce some of your stock and your bond allocations to things that are safe. And that will be able to pay you when you get ready to retire, or maybe you're retired. So if you're looking at ways to reduce the risk in your portfolio, what can you do right now? What are some of the best things you can do? Well, like I said, CDs right now, five-year CDs, you might find yourself 1.25%. Not a bad idea. They're FDIC insured, up to $250,000. But right now, as I look out over the marketplace and I look at things that are insured and what pays you just a straight interest rate, no fancy gimmicks here, I'm seeing fixed rate annuities. Yeah, I'm going to use the bad word, annuities. I see fixed rate annuities right now that are a better choice. Why? Well, because both CDs and fixed annuities protect your savings from market risk. In other words, they're insured by either FDIC or, in this case, a fixed annuity is insured by a particular insurance company backed by their claims paying ability that protects your principal. Those assets are what pays you if something bad happens in the market. But fixed rate annuities have an edge right now. And because the ones that I've found recently pay substantially more than a CD does over the same time period. Here's what I'm talking about. You can buy a 5-year fixed annuity right now that's paying 3.05% per year. This is as of February 2022. The top CD that I could find 5-year was paying 1.25%, which is 60% less interest. And that interest that you earn each year on the CD is going to be on your tax return because the interest is taxable as you earn it. Whereas with the CD, with the fixed annuity, it's tax deferred. So even though you're earning that 3.05% each year, you don't pay taxes on it if you leave it in there and let it compound over that time period. So that's a lot more interest that is at, maybe a little better than inflation, depending on which number you're looking at. Yes, short-term inflation's high, but it is decreasing. And what will it do over the next 5 years? Well, if you're at or near retirement and you're thinking about how to ways to generate more income, then right now I think fixed annuities are a good way to go. Because that interest, that principal, will be available to you as you start to retire or if you're in retirement, pulling down on that. Now, like I said, those annuities, they have a 5-year term that I'm talking about. There's just like the CD that has a 5-year term in that, you know, you put your money in there, it's going to be there for 5 years. Now, some of these have the ability to pull out up to 10% per year without a penalty on the fixed annuity. The CDs, usually when you lock it in for 5 years, if you pull it out during that 5-year time frame, there could be a penalty that you pay. And same with the annuity. If you pull out usually more than the 10%, there's a penalty that could apply as well. So you want to be careful about how much you keep in cash, how much you keep in your, I'll call it short-term savings, 3 to 5 year either CDs or fixed annuities. Also, if you have bonds right now, if you have bond portfolios that are, say, in mutual fund bond funds or ETF bond funds, you don't have a control on the maturity date of those because there's sometimes hundreds of bonds in that portfolio that have all different maturities. And so there is no protection of your principal in that as rates rise, your bond funds start to go down in value. You can avoid that by having your own fixed annuity because there you control the maturity date. If you buy a 3-year or 5-year, you've controlled that maturity, right? Because you know in 3 or 5 years, as long as that insurance company's still in business, then you're going to get your money back. So yes, it's important to look at the quality of that company and who they are and what they're about. And so we help educate you on that. But right now I'm seeing these fixed annuities as a better option because it's just paying more interest. It's really that simple. All right. But you have to be careful because there's hundreds of types of these things, many different features and benefits and detriments. And so a good advisor will educate you on the whole market and what's available. And remember, we are independent. I don't represent any particular company. We represent ourselves. We're independent agents. And so we look at the overall marketplace and try and find what we feel is the best paying interest out there. So right now, if you're earning low interest rates on your savings, maybe you're earning nothing on your savings. You've been sitting there wondering, what do I do? I'm going to try and time the market. That's not a good idea. One thing you can control is how much you earn in interest on your safe assets. So don't take undue risk with this money. Don't throw it into bond funds. If you're unsure and you want to see more, how you can earn more interest, it's simple. Just pick up the phone right now and call us, 866-PROTECT. Stop worrying about your money. We have really good coffee. We have free parking. And I would say our staff is really friendly and nice. So if you want to meet us, we're right here in the Bay Area. We have several locations around the Bay where we can meet you. We can also do this virtually. You can pick up the phone right now. We can ask you some questions and start to tell you about some things that are out there that you could take advantage of and earn more interest. It's your money. Make more. Just pick up the phone and call me. It's really that simple. 866-PROTECT. Again, 866-PROTECT to find out how to earn more on your safe money. Now it's time for a quick break, but when I come back, can you get market-based growth and still protect your principal in these uncertain times? Find out when I come back. It always pays to keep it tuned right here. So much more coming up in the next section. We'll be back. You are listening to Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
To make you think, to let you see one thing for yourself.
Now you can hear the show Protect Your Assets hands-free anytime on your smart speaker or Android device. Just say, hey Google, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Learn more at libertygroupllc.com/voice. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
I think I could stay with you.
We're back. I'm David Hollander, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. You know, we found that the number one key to financial success in retirement, it's protecting your downside, the blind side. It's like that quarterback who gets hit out of nowhere. Well, there's nothing he can do. Once he gets hit, it's over. Same thing happens with your portfolio. If you get knocked out, like if you owned Facebook and you got hit 50% recently, that wasn't fun, was it? No. So how you control volatility in your retirement truly dictates your lifestyle, period, end of story. Why live your life on a roller coaster unless you enjoy that kind of thing? Well, you don't want to have to go back to work, so I'm glad you tuned in this morning. Before the break, I was talking about how to protect your largest asset, your 401k, your IRA, from market fluctuations during uncertain times. And aren't we living in uncertain times right now? We don't know what the Fed's going to do or how many times they're going to do it. We don't know what Russia's going to do next week. And we don't know what's going to happen in the elections, which are just not too far away in November. All these things can affect the market. But here's an idea. Here's a way to protect your downside and still have some upside potential. It's called this. I'm going to give you another term. This is called a fixed indexed annuity, an FIA. This is one of those products that's out there that offers you market-based growth potential and the protection of your principal from an insurance company. Some people said it's like having your cake and eating it too. Well, kind of. It can be a halfway alternative. That's what I'll call it, because you're not going to get the full market participation. I haven't seen that in any of these. But you can still get some better returns than what, say, an old fixed annuity is paying, with the downside protection, particularly now when the markets are bouncing all over the place. So these types of deferred annuities offer this. They offer you a share of the gain in the form of an interest credit when the market goes up. In exchange for that, you also have the protection of the insurance company protecting you on the downside if the market were to turn around while you owned this investment. Some people link these to indexes like the Dow Jones or the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ or the FTSE. And now there's all sorts of other creative indexes that are out there. So you as the investor can choose one of these indexes, or you can spread, say, 10% in one and 20% in another. You can spread it around if you like. You usually get that opportunity one time a year. And there could be caps, there could be spreads that will affect your total return. But here's the big one. If the market goes negative for the year, which right now we don't know. I mean, I gave you the statistics at the stop of the show. NASDAQ, the NASDAQ right now is off 13.4% for the year. Yeah, down. Felt great last year, didn't it? Anyway, if these market negatives are something that you're concerned about because you're trying to live off of this, then this fixed indexed alternative could be what we call an alternative asset class that could still get you some decent return but protect your downside, particularly if you're uncertain about the future. Experts expect that product to produce long-term returns that exceed the bond or fixed rate annuities, but remember, these will always trail your stock or your index returns because they're not fully invested in that. And you're giving up some upside because of the protection on the downside. So remember, you're always going to give something up to get something in return. It's just how much, right? How much are you giving up? Now, these have something else in them, which is known as the optional guaranteed lifetime income or a withdrawal benefit rider that you can add on to these, which sometimes don't even have additional fees. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but find out about that. And then that will allow you at some point in the future to turn on an income stream, like a pension, perhaps, that you or your spouse can never outlive. So it's kind of interesting if you're trying to do that. Now, if you are thinking about this, here's what I'd like you to do. Take a big inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And in your mind, picture a day when you don't worry about money, taxes, or Russia anymore. Picture a day when you're standing in the kitchen. You have your family all around you, and your daughter asks you if you want garlic or regular mashed potatoes. And you say, I'll have garlic. And that moment in time, you realize that you don't have to go back to work on Monday. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all those things that you've always wanted to do because now you can afford to. It all starts with a conversation with a team of people who have done this for a long time and with many, many people. Call this number, 866-PROTECT, 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone and talk to a PYA team member right now, 866-PROTECT, because we're working right now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Asset team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Brett, LaDon, Sean. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Asset show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. The views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.